What's happening?
What's happening? A moose in a red hat just walked into the soda shop. What's happening?
Why is she so jumpy today?
The doctor put her on a strict diet.
Oh, man, that is bad. I was on a diet once, and I got the same way. Grouchy, irritable. It was murder. I tried my best, but I finally had to give it up.
How many pounds did you lose?
None. I was only on it 15 minutes.
What do you want, Bullwinkle?
Hey, Shirley, I know you're on a diet, but don't pick on me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You ought to put yourself on a diet, too, Rerun.
Are you kidding? Compared to some people, I'm just skin and bones.
Rerun, where are the bones?
They're in there somewhere.
My doctor told me I had to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah? You know, it wouldn't hurt you to lose 20 pounds, Rerun.
Rerun just told you he can't stick to a diet, Ron.
Unless it's worth my while.
What does that mean?
That means I have $10 that says at the end of the month, I lose more weight than you do.
Uh-oh. Okay, you're on.
Deal.
Hey, Shirley, telephone.
Rerun, how are you gonna lose weight?
Running away from Shirley when she tries to collect the $10.
Norma, how are you?
I'm fine.
All right, you're coming to California? That's great. Of course you can stay at my place. All right. We'll hit the rest of it when you get out here. Okay. I'll see you. Bye.
Shirley must have gotten some good news.
Hey, Shirley, what happened?
Oh, that was my little sister Norma.
She called all the way from Alabama?
No, she called from the bus station in Phoenix.
Oh.
She's on her way out here, and she'll be out here tomorrow.
Great. How old is she?
19.
Perfect. I love older women. And they generally find me attractive, too.
She's not going to find you because she's not looking. Norma is already engaged, and she's coming out here to be married.
All right.
Oh, that's
fine. Oh, Shirley, that's great. Yep. Always cry at weddings.
Why? When they give away the bride?
No, when they give away the food.
Are you sure you can spare these sheets?
Of course, Shirley. Hey, that should do it.
I sure do appreciate this, Mrs. Thomas.
Oh, don't be silly, Shirley. It's our pleasure.
It would be easier if you fold
this
stupid.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
You're fumbling down the steps.
Why don't you shut up and fold it?
Here's
your cot, Shirley.
Oh, great.
Why didn't you fold it, Roger?
That's what I've been trying to do. It's impossible.
Here, let me do it. You're clumsy.
Thanks.
That sounds like Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Shirley, I got a couple of blankets here.
Oh, thanks, Dwayne. These are really coming handy.
And I brought a spare pillow.
Besides this one.
Hey, Shirley, how long has it been since you've seen your sister?
3 years.
Mm-mm. I wish I was that lucky.
That's not funny, Rob.
How's your diet going, Shirley?
It's a little rough, but I'm sticking to it.
Good. And how about you, Rerun?
Great. I'm really cutting down. All I had tonight was dinner and dessert.
Well, look like you're all set, Shirley.
Sure does, thanks to you. Okay. Oh, Raj, can you do me just one more favor?
Sure.
Norma's bus gets in tomorrow at 5, but I'll still be working.
Ain't no problem, I'll meet her for you.
Thanks, Raj.
You can pick her up and bring her here until Shirley gets off from work.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we all have dinner together?
We'll see tomorrow, Rerun.
I'm talking about now.
Y'all are so nice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh.
You know, Norma, you don't look anything like Shirley. How did you ever find her, Roger?
Oh, Mrs. Thomas, you have no idea what a clever son you have.
That's right, Mama. Well, All it took was a little detective work. So I checked the signboard, and I noticed there was only one bus arriving at 5 o'clock from Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Then I noticed that Norma was the only one getting off the bus yelling, Shirley! Where are you? It's Norma!
Good work, Sherlock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, I'm all right. And it really wasn't necessary to take a cab from the bus station. I can still walk.
Yeah, but after you had spent 6 days on a bus, I wasn't sure.
You did the right thing, Roger.
Are you sure we can't get you anything else, Norma?
Oh, no, thank you.
You all right?
I'm fine, and stop worrying about me. I'm just anxious to see Shirley.
Yeah,
we understand.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Hi, baby.
Dee, say hello to Norma. This is Shirley's sister.
Oh, hi, Norma.
So you're Roger's sister, huh?
Yeah. I didn't have a vote. They just told me that's the way it was.
Dee, if you can't say something nice about your brother, don't say anything.
All right, Mama, but it's gonna be awful quiet around here.
Good.
When did you say Shirley gets off work?
Oh, 6 o'clock. She should be here any minute. Oh. No, that's Dwayne.
You're gonna like it,
man.
Oh, I like it.
Hey!
What's happening, everybody?
Dwayne, Rerun, this is Norma.
Hi, Norma.
Hi,
Norma. Hi.
How you doing? Just fine, thank you.
Well, what do you think about L.A. so far?
Oh, I don't know. All I could see from the bus window was one hamburger stand after another.
Isn't that beautiful?
Now, that's got to be Shirley.
Is she here?
Yeah.
Where?
Norma! My love! Oh, Shelly.
I can't believe you're here. Well, let's take a look at you. Stand up, you little skinny thing.
I'm 6 months pregnant.
Wow, is she ever?
What happened?
Don't look at me. I just got here.
Where's your husband?
Oh, I'm not married yet.
Uh-oh. Does this mean I have to go to bed early so you adults can talk?
We'll see, Dee. We'll see.
Oh, I don't mind talking about the baby.
Go to bed, Dee.
I just want to know why she isn't married.
Oh, Dee, you don't have to be married to have a baby.
I know that, but then the baby doesn't have a father.
A baby always has a father, Dee, but sometimes the mother doesn't have a husband.
I don't understand.
Good.
I don't understand either, Norma.
Oh, Shirley, nothing's changed, honest. Don and I are getting married as soon as he gets here.
Oh? Did his half of the bus get stuck in traffic?
No, Shirley. He just couldn't leave his job right now, so he's taking a later bus. I can't wait to see him.
Neither can I. Oh, why haven't you two gotten married yet, then?
Well, see, he wasn't ready. Well, till now. And besides, I didn't see no reason to push him.
I do.
What does your fiancé do?
He's a salesman, and a very good one. Mm.
I can believe that.
Well, this is it. What do you think?
It's great, Shirley.
Yeah, well, Norm, where do you want me to put these, Shirley?
Oh, put them up there, Roger. Now, yeah, you blew that tip.
Here, let me help you, Norma. Put your feet up here so you be comfortable.
Now, quit fussing over me. I'm not helpless, Leroy.
That's Rerun.
Rerun. Now, how'd you ever get a name like Rerun?
That's his nickname. See, he has to go to school every summer to rerun the stuff he did all winter.
That's funny, Wayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne, yeah, sorry.
Look, Norma, you must want to get some sleep by now, huh?
Uh-uh, not until I see the rest of Shirley's place.
Oh, the rest of the place? Yeah. Well, you stay there, I'll bring it to you. You see this right here? Well, this is my living room. Now, this tray with the Fritos on it, this is my dining room. Kitchen. turn the kitchen.
Shirley, I feel like I'm putting you out.
Oh, don't be silly. There's always room for my little sister.
Hey, well, I guess we better get going. You two must have a lot to talk about.
Thanks a lot, fellas. You've been a big help.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Good night, Shirley. And Norma, I want you to get some rest.
Well, take care, Norma. Good night, Shirley.
Yeah, good night, Norma. Good night, Slim.
So long, Skinny.
They're all nice, Shirley.
Yeah. Now, let's be here.
Well, there's not that much to tell. Don and I are in love, and as soon as he gets out here, we're going to get married, settle down, might even have...
Don't get married. Oh. Is he still fine?
Oh, he's still fine.
Have mercy. Woo. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Shirley. Hi, Don.
Don?
How you been? We were just talking about you, Don. Fine? Fine, Don. Well, hold on, I'll let you speak to him, Don.
This is Don.
Excuse me. Hey, baby!
Oh, everything's just great. Uh-huh. California is beautiful. The people are beautiful. You're just gonna love it here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where are you calling from? Alabama? Well, what'd you do? You miss your bus? You what? But you can't do this. Well, what about us? Well, what about the baby? Hello? Hello? Hello, Don?
Goodbye, Don.
Oh, Shirley. Oh, Shirley.
There now, Norma. Are you feeling a little better?
A little.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. He's not coming. He just sent me here to get rid of me. He never meant to marry me. Oh, Shirley, I just could have never handled that phone call without you.
All right, now let's just take it easy and just think this thing out. Because you know you can stay here as long as you want to.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Shirley. I'm gonna need the phone book.
Oh, I get it. What you need a phone book for?
I want to start making a list of some of those local adoption agencies.
Oh, no.
Oh, Shirley, now what else can I do? I don't have any money and I don't have a job. Nah, I don't have a husband.
Oh, enough about you. What about the baby?
I'm thinking about the baby, Shirley. I want my baby to have the best, and it would be selfish to keep it. What would you do?
What would I do? You mean now or 6 months ago?
Yeah. And number 3 is 24X. Uh-huh. And number 4 is -5. Right. And number 5 is 6 apples. No, my mama can't help me either, Robin. Yes, she had the old math, too. No, I don't know what the old math was, but if new math is better, then it must have really been the pits.
Is Mama home?
Just a minute, Robin. What is the matter with you coming in this house, young? Is Mama home? Can't you see I'm on the telephone? Listen, when you walk into a house and you see a person on the telephone, you don't come in shouting, "Is Mama home?" You wait until a person is finished talking to you on the telephone, and then you say very nicely, "Is Mama home?" Robin, my brother just came in. I have to teach him the new manners. Now, what was your question?
Is Mama home?
No. Now, how come you're home so early? Didn't you go to the soda shop?
Yeah, we went to the soda shop.
Well, how's Norma?
Oh, terrible. Her boyfriend called and said he's not coming, and now she wants to put the baby up for adoption.
Well, what's the matter with that? A lot of people want to adopt babies.
Yeah, and some are even looking for 11-year-olds, so stay out of our business.
What business?
None of your business.
Mama, Raj is going into business.
What kind of business, Raj?
Oh, don't pay any attention to her, Mama. Ooh-wee, you look tired. Come on, you must have worked hard all day, didn't you? Come on over here and sit down. Get up, Dwayne.
Don't make drama.
Come on now, sit down. There you go. No, don't not that pillow. No. Okay. There. You comfortable?
I'm a little chilly from the snow job.
Well, Mama, me and Dwayne and Rerun have come to a decision.
Good. What decision?
We decided you should have another baby.
Say what?
Miss Thomas, you make a terrific mother.
Well, thank you, Dwayne.
He means you'd be a great new mother for another little kid. And it would be great for a kid to come into this house with a built-in brother and sister.
Uh-huh. Do you have any particular kid in mind?
Yeah, well, Mama, Norma's boyfriend isn't gonna marry her. And she wants to put the baby up for adoption.
Oh, my.
So we thought that maybe you could adopt it.
Now, wait a minute.
And I'll help take care of it.
Wait a minute.
We'll all help. I can fold the diapers and boil the water.
Marvelous.
And I'll babysit.
And feed it.
Uh-huh.
And burp it.
Uh-huh.
And change it.
Uh-uh.
Hi, everybody.
Where have you been, child? You had me worried half to death.
We all been worried.
Well, you can relax now. I'm fine and everything's been taken care of.
What are you talking about?
Well, it was a lot easier than I thought. All I had to do was go down to the county adoption department and fill out this form.
Is that all it takes to give away a baby?
That's all. They even offer you financial assistance and pay the hospital costs if you don't have any means. And it was so nice about it. I guess because they got so many couples waiting to adopt.
Well, after the baby's adopted, can you go visit it?
Oh, no.
Never?
Well, no, see, that's one of the conditions.
Wow, that's heavy.
Now, what if you change your mind and you want the baby back?
There's no way. Once I sign the final papers, that's it.
You can have somebody take a picture of the baby when it's born. They at least let you do that, right?
I guess so. I didn't think to ask. Look, I know I'm doing the right thing.
Do you?
Well, look at me. I'm so happy. I could cry.
Don't cry.
We're working out.
Oh, Norma. Norma.
What?
Will you marry me?
Oh, Roger. That's really nice.
That's no answer.
Oh, no, Roger. Thank you, but... Well, I'm too old for you.
That may be true in Roger's case, but I can handle it.
No, and thank you, Run Run.
Well, Dwayne?
Uh-uh.
All right, now all of you listen to me. None of you are gonna marry Norma, so just go over there someplace and sit down and get out of my face. Move, move. And you, young lady, you're not gonna give that baby up for adoption.
But Shirley, how am I supposed to support myself and a baby?
Get a job.
As what? As a fashion model in a maternity shop?
Oh, I don't mean right away.
I mean, like, later, when the baby is old enough that we can put it in a daycare center. Until then, we'll live on my salary.
Oh, Shirley, you can't take care of three of us on your salary.
We can manage.
Well, we might manage for a while, but what about the future? A baby really needs to have a father around.
Remember, we had two baby brothers when our father passed away. But Mama didn't put them up for adoption.
Yeah, but Mama was able to handle it.
And so can you, with me.
And us, right?
Our Mama had a lot of love to pass out, Norma. See, Norma, that's what the baby needs. It's even more than a father. It needs love, Norma. And your baby's gonna get it.
That's right, and plenty of it.
Oh. You know what?
What?
Congratulations. You're gonna be a father.
Come on in.
Don!
Don!
Don?
Yeah, it's me. Don the dummy.
You sure are.
It was. Look, Norma, I just got scared, Norma. Hey, but I love you, and I need you, and I want to marry. What you say, baby? Come on, baby.
Well, yeah, baby, yeah.
Right.
So I take it you're the father.
Yeah, the proud father. And who are you?
Uncle Roger.
Roger.
And this is Uncle Rerod and Uncle Dwayne.
Raymond?
Close enough, man. Close enough.
Hey, Don, it sure is a pleasure seeing you.
Yeah.
And you're not getting out of my sight until after the wedding.
You got it.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
What's up, Thomas?
What you got there?
Well, we thought that Don and Norma could use these.
Well, what are they?
Some of our baby clothes.
Mm-hmm. Well, won't you be cold, Wayne?
I was gonna buy the baby some new clothes, but I lost my money to Shirley.
Oh, you paid her? All right, Rerod.
Okay, let's see what's in the box.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
Oh, Dwayne, it's adorable.
I had a sailor suit when I was a baby, too.
Why didn't you bring it, Rerod?
Because my brother took it when he joined the Navy.